Wilkes Economic Development Corporation facilitates the creation of new jobs and capital investment in Wilkes County, North Carolina. We accomplish this by primarily focusing on retention and expansion of existing and new businesses, along with real estate development. We are here to help you grow. Learn more at wilkescdc.com or give us a call today at 336-838-1501.
Hello and welcome to Find Your Back Road podcast. I'm Matt Matan.
I'm Michelle Sheave.
And if you are finding us for the first time, let's tell you a little bit about what the show is and why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, we're going to be out in the community talking to business owners, talking to places that you can go, things
creatives,
you can eat.
Artists.
Yeah, it's just going to be, you know, a way to journey into the heart of Wilkesboro.
Yeah, and just telling all the stories and sharing with everyone the good things going on, and also for people from outside of the Wilkesboro area to introduce them to all the great things here that there are to offer. And so, of course, you know, this episode, we're starting off, it's our actual first episode.
What a way to start one.
Start with Merlefest.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it never happens in September, but hey, it worked out. It was nice that they could move it for
just for
to
us.
Do this.
Just
to
for
have
us.
The first episode.
If you were wondering why Merlefest moved this year.
Yeah, you thought it was COVID? No.
No, it was
that Find Your Back Road could have the first episode at Merlefest. But, you know, there's nothing we can say about Merlefest that folks don't already know locally. But for folks that might be finding the way to this conversation from outside the Wilkesboro area, it is a very unique and special festival in that it brings in so many artists and the food and the music from the region.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has a very unique and wonderful, uplifting vibe to it that everyone who goes comes away feeling like they've really just dipped their toes into a community that already loves what they're doing.
Right.
And that's a strong takeaway. And of course, when you start looking around the community and you look at different people that that stand out in that way, you know, there are a few that just kind of like jump to the front of the line.
Like the Krueger brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Matt, you got an opportunity to sit down with them and hang out at the festival.
Yeah.
A fantastic
Shortly after they had played. And then we got to hang out right by the autograph booth, which was really cool to see people lined up and down around the tents waiting to meet them and get their autographs. And you know, not just folks here in the local area, but from all over.
Yeah.
And so it was a real treat to get to sit down and talk to the Krueger brothers at Merlefest this past weekend. And so I guess we should just go ahead and roll
Let's go ahead and play
You're going to notice a little difference in the audio because you're going to hear some background noise and everything. That would be Merlefest. So let's
Give
go ahead. Here's my sit down behind the autograph tent at Merlefest getting to talk to the Krueger brothers. All right, and we are out at Merlefest 2021 and joined by the Krueger brothers. And you guys are staying busy. You're bouncing around. We got a few minutes. Thanks for sitting down with us for a couple of minutes here before you move on shuttle to the next stop.
Well, absolutely. We have so much fun to play again, and that Merlefest actually happening. Uwe said at one point, he said, I believe Merlefest's going to happen once we sit on stage, you know. But
it's quite different than doing the live streams, right?
Well, yeah, it's a little intimidating seeing people again, but it feels good, you know. I mean, the reception is great. I mean, people seem to really enjoy being out again and listen to live music, you know.
Yeah, there's such a good vibe always at Merlefest, but especially this year, there just seems to be a gratitude that everyone's feeling, that, oh, we're all here together, and you're hearing that echoed from the stage everywhere. But, you know, talking about with the live streams, though, going back and how you guys have, you know, maintained a presence and staying connected with the artists over the last year and a half has been really neat to watch. It's been really cool. I know you all have enjoyed going back and seeing the comments and things like that.
Well, the live streams, you know, once we came back from England and everything was shut down and we lost all the shows, you know, and everything was done, like for everybody else. And so we sat down, you know, stunned for a little while, but then we had to just say, okay, we have to reinvent ourselves, you know. And I think Uwe organized a lot of the technical equipment and read up on it, and then we started, you know, doing our live streams. And I think we did We did, you know, including the cook show we did. We did over 100.
Yeah, I was going to ask you when the food shows are coming back.
As soon as we have our new office manager trained so that she can take the video, actually.
Oh, okay, so that's breaking news as far as I know. That position has been filled.
Yes, the position has been filled, and we found somebody really good. Sarah is her name, and she's a energetic young woman, and she will probably step in there and do the cook show with us. And we just don't know when we're going to pick it up again. It'll be probably in the next few months, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, and with the cooking show, you know, when you think about Wilkesboro and think about arts and crafts, and you think about the food and the outdoor activities and the music and everything else, you all also have jewelry being made by a family member as well, from strings and things. Is that right?
Deb Goodman, but she's not a family member. She's a good friend, you know. She's we've known her for many, many years, and she does jewelry. She melts glass. She does glass work, actually. That's her thing. But then she came up with the idea, she could make special edition, you know, jewelry out of old guitar strings, you know. My old banjo strings look absolutely awful. They don't want to really use them. But Uwe has a lot of guitar strings that look actually quite okay, and so she makes baskets, and she makes, you know, I mean, amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's good-looking stuff.
She's a Native American, you know, so that's the influences that she uses there, you know, for her art, and it's, you know, she does it with great passion. I think it shows in what she does there, you know, and instead of throwing the strings away, you know, you can't really recycle them. It's a good use for them.
Think so. It's fantastic. Yeah, I love what she does. Yeah.
Well, and again, you know, it's just kind of the theme, isn't it? You know, the survivability and being, you know, businesses and everything here in Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, having, you know, that ability to kind of have relationships where you reach people in a lot of different ways, where what you're doing has a way to kind of pay forward in a lot of different ways. That just seems to be a great thing within the culture of how everything operates here. Yeah.
Well, I think that's in the, you know, in the nature of things, that if you have something to offer to the world, you have to put it in the world. Because the world's not waiting for you to put anything out, you know. I mean, you just have to put something out, whatever it is that you do. You know, it really doesn't matter if you fry a hot dog or if you play music. You have to make it in order for the world to receive it, and then the world can give you something back. So you have to think of something that you can do, you know, or anything.
Also think, you know, that America is not a spectator sport.
Yeah.
When you live here, you have to participate, otherwise it's not worth living here.
So what's the well that you all are drinking from that keeps you energetic and creative and keep on evolving as you've continued this outstanding career?
Panic.
Yeah, speaking of survival, right?
Yeah, we love music. I mean, we love music. And so every day we get up and try to be better musicians, you know, I think. And then we want to, you know, create things and record them and, you know, work on things, make them better, and constantly, you know.
There's also music that is here in this part of the country is still very much part of the culture.
Yeah.
And so we feel the appreciation that people have for the musicians and for the artists that are here. And so you're not just trying to sell somebody something that they don't need. It's a give and take between us all. So the reactions that we get from our friends and our audiences, they're the ones that keep us going.
Yeah, and one of the nice things here about Merlefest, too, is that you have the mix of these, you know, household name artists and everything, but also there's local music from here in Western North Carolina, Eastern Tennessee, that are mixed in and sharing stage time around the festival grounds, yeah?
Yes, exactly. The Old Time Tent in particular, you know. Is that again this year? I'm not even sure if it's just... Yeah. The Old Time Tent has always been around. And that's where a lot of folks, you know, come and play. And then also there's this jamming area, you know, where people come from the Wilkes Folk Society and they get together and jam, and kids get to participate and play. And I think that is a breeding ground, you know, for future generation musicians as well, you know, that sort of connectivity.
It is great to see so many youth out here at the festival, too.
Because, you know, the Merlefest provides a lot of connection to the youth, you know, like you're not just having a stage, the stars come on, they leave off with a bus. You have this sort of, you have that, but then you also have everything in between, all the way down to the jam, you know, with some of the friendly folks from town. And I think that sort of makes it complete. It's like a total environmental, it's like a habitat, you know, that sort of is intact, you know.
Now, you know, people can probably hear there's a lot of activity in the background. We're actually hiding behind the autograph tent right now, where you just were able to greet fans and everything. What's the reaction that you've been getting from people as people were lined up down around the corner waiting to get your autographs and to say hi? What's the reaction you're getting from the fans today?
Well, they're just, a lot of them, you know, haven't seen us in a long time, and they're very touched by, you know, seeing us again, and, you know, likewise. I mean, it goes both sides. And then they...
We also have the ones that never seen us live.
That show. Wow, really? Yeah.
Finally, want to get to meet us in person, you know, because it's really great, you know.
So, did you find that during the pandemic, you know, everybody was either getting more familiar or learning their way through digital and finding a lot of new things that they didn't know about? Are you finding that the pandemic has led to a whole new audience that has found your music?
Well, yeah, we were able to considerably grow our you know, fan base in that sense, you know, followers, and but all in all, you know, I mean, it's like we played in Maine, you know, a few weeks ago, and we played a festival, and people were sitting there in aprons of our cook show, you know, or, you know, drove all the way.
Well, I already told you, I had "When's the food coming back" lined up as a question.
You know, it's just. And so some of the people that have never seen us, you know, they walk up to us and say, "Oh, finally we get to see you, you know, live," you know. Only say, and that was, of course, a new thing, you know, because we never did these live streams. And now it's a very...
Well, they had to go to YouTube and find when you were on, like, Letterman and different things like that in order to see videos, pretty much.
Yes, right. But I think it's for everybody. It's like a big cut in their life, you know. It's like the life goes on, all of a sudden there's this cut. It's like a cut. That is very unusual, and now everything has to sort of start again, and you don't really know how to do that. You know, I mean,
I think the social media before the pandemic was much more of a, for us at least in our situation, was much more people informed themselves about the band or what we're going to play. And during the pandemic, our website has become a community in itself, where people that don't know each other, they just know that the other people in the forum are Kruger Brothers fans, so they start having friendships and they start communicating amongst them, and that little community is something that amazed us the most, really.
Yeah, that's we didn't expect that. What Uwe said, you know, that people would amongst each other become friends, and all of a sudden they see each other for the first time, and it's like they're hugging each other like they're family, and it's a very interesting dynamic, you know, that we never thought of. You know, of course, you know, that was the last thing
we didn't hope for it, you know, because it's just something that, you know, just, but seeing it happen is just the magic of music again, you know. We just provide sort of like the background for a community, just like we always did here, what we do, you know, when we go to a concert, and so to have this virtual is a nice thing, and we're going to keep on doing that. Because it's just a great way of being in touch with them.
And you all just did a renovation on the studio, correct? And are you in the process?
We just changed, you know, one of the drum rooms, you know, so we can have a big window. But then we ended up not using it because we'd rather be in one room together. Mm-hmm.
That's old school.
We had, of course, better internet installed, you know, and all kinds of things, so we can really do the cook shows. And then we found different spots, so we don't have the same setup all the time. So we just changed to a new location again in the studio, you know. So we're making a tour through our studio, you know.
You want to give people where they can find your studio, where they can find you online? This seems like a good segue to do that invite.
Well, you know, it's go Kruger Brothers Facebook page, you know, you can find us, you know, or YouTube, you know, and you know, see what we do. We have a Kruger Brothers channel, you know, where all the shows are on. I think it's 150, 160 shows. I mean, we recorded, in this last 1.5 years, we recorded almost 700 different songs, right? So that's a lot, you know. Now, in the last few months, we've become a little lazy. Or not lazy, because we're on...
Well, you only did 200?
No. We've been busy with recording projects, and we couldn't sit down and rehearse new things for every week. So, you know, we've been repeating... You know,
what I'm saying, I think your measure of being a little lazy might... be pretty motivated by some people's measure.
Well, yeah. I mean, we get up in the morning, we meet in the studio, we start working, you know. Yeah. That's how it is.
Well, people want to know, what's next for the Kruger Brothers?
Well, we're going to be... what is it next to? We're going to...
Next thing, Jens will be inducted into the American Banjo Hall of Fame. out in Oklahoma City, and
congratulations.
And then we're gonna do a couple of nice festivals. We're gonna play at Farmers Branch with the members of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. We're gonna have a quartet with them, and we pretty from busy.
Europe, and then we're gonna go to Switzerland.
Yeah, yes, yeah. We play a whole tour of Switzerland. We might go to Germany too. You know, so that's and then come November we're doing shows again. We're going up north. You know, we like it cold, so in December we're going to be in Wisconsin and out there, and then in January we might go to California and stuff like that. But you know, we're going to keep on doing our shows.
Yeah, we just keep on going. You know, we had a few shows canceled now because you know of the surges, but we just don't want to think about it. Just head down, you know, and just do our thing.
Finding unexpected blessings, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I think your shuttle is pulling up here momentarily.
I have to look at the album hour.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow. So that was a great interview. It was really fun.
They made it easy.
Yeah.
They've done a few.
And yeah. I was happy to meet them as well. And they were just so generous and really, you know, really thoughtful and caring about their musical family. So that was wonderful to see them, and y'all can check out their stuff. Be sure, you know, they've got
yeah, like
their,
they said, with, yeah,
right, just
Facebook,
like they said,
YouTube, everything else.
Yeah, just look for the Kruger Brothers, and you can find them on YouTube and everything else. And hopefully they'll bring back that cooking show.
Yeah, lobby for the cooking show. Funny how much that came up. And I was also pleased to hear that, you know, I wasn't the only one that was wondering about that. You know, they brought it up before I could ask them, but you know,
that's yes.
But
yes.
Thank you for tuning in. If you are someone that would like to see about being featured on an episode of Find Your Back Road, or if you know of someone with a story that needs to be shared with the rest of the community and beyond, just go ahead and request an interview spot by emailing info@WilkesCountyTourism.com. That's info@WilkesCountyTourism.com, and just say you'd like to get on Find Your Back Road podcast. Or suggest someone that we should highlight their story and
we'd
get
love
out there.
To talk to you.
All right, so signing off, I'm Matt Matan.
I'm Michelle Sheaf.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.